Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the November issue of the magazine I Love English World, which this month talks about racial and social injustice in America. But first, a snappy portrait of one of the world's best-known film directors, Spike Lee, and why he is exactly what America needs right now.
Spike is
an American director, producer, and writer who has been making uncompromising films about race and racism for over 30 years. His new movie, The Five Bloods, about four black veterans who returned to Vietnam 40 years after the war, was described by The Guardian newspaper as a blast of satire and emotional agony about the fact that black deaths matter.
Spike's work is
more relevant than ever. In June, Spike Lee released a short film that mixed footage from his classic film Do the Right Thing, 1989, with the real-life arrests and subsequent deaths of black Americans George Floyd and Eric Garner in 2014. Do the Right Thing ends with the death of a black man in a police chokehold.
Spike often
mixes archive footage with the story. The Five Bloods opens with Muhammad Ali and closes with Martin Luther King. And 2018's Black Klansman, about a black policeman who infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan, ends with footage of the racist violence in Charlottesville in 2017. It's a frequent theme with Lee. The past is not just the past. It has a connection to today.
Spike is
no fan of Donald Trump. He made this clear when receiving his Oscar for the film Black Klansman, 2018, which explores how racism has entered the mainstream since Trump's election. In his speech, Lee implored America to choose between love and hate at the next election. He says that Trump repeatedly uses racist language, preferring to divide than unite.
Spike's also
an actor. Lee often appears in his movies. His Mars Blackmon character from She's Gotta Have It, 1986, appeared in his series of Nike ads with Michael Jordan. His other passions are basketball, his bike is blue and orange, the colors of his favorite team, and baseball.